following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Hollywood Redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live Reality Check, featuring in-depth interviews with today's reality TV stars. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood Redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, Reality Check.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Black Hollywood Live's Reality Check. The gang is her. Corinne, welcome back. We missed you so much.
Yes.
So you know she's the queen of shade. And she dabbed on me. Bish. Welcome back.
Hi.
And we have DJ Jesse Kennedy.
What's up?
Let's get right into it now. The Toni Braxton movie, Break My Heart. I did not get a chance to see it, but is it must-see TV? Question mark. I've only heard really good things about it. Like, and it's not that it premiered yesterday on Lifetime. It's not that I didn't want to watch it. I just don't have cable. So that was the dilemma. So I'm going to have to go ahead and YouTube it or something.
I can't with
that. So actually, Toni Braxton was the executive producer.
Yeah.
And she also guest starred in it as well.
Did at the end.
So it was pretty much about her illnesses, her financial issues and struggles, family life, and then it also talks about her son who battled with autism. So it's just, I think it's very meaty, and I really like it because, you know, she authorized it. So she is the executive producer. We're going to get the real tea.
Real meaty.
Yeah. Real good.
Even though she did leave a lot of parts out, I did like it.
Yeah.
So you watched it.
I watched it.
Great. I couldn't make it to the Toni Braxton viewing party because I had to catch my reruns of Shades of Blue and MasterChef.
I can't with you. But yeah, I watched it. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I had a few things. One, she was the only pretty sister. No tea, no shade.
Well, is she?
No, I think they're all beautiful.
Yeah,
so I was
too.
Wondering why.
In their own way.
Yeah.
I just was wondering why everyone else wasn't as equally beautiful. That's number one.
She looked like Tiny Tim, the rest looked like Muppet Babies or something.
Well.
Nonetheless. And so that was one. And then...
Story-wise, how was it? Full story, you felt completed at the end? Because Lifetime kind of leaves you hanging a little bit.
Well, I will tell you this much. It was way better than the Aaliyah movie.
Well, hello, Wendy.
Wednesday.
Wendy, you need to take notes.
with the ending being Aaliyah died.
You know what? You guys are so shady. I did fall asleep on that movie, but I did watch it. I woke up and hit play and watched where I fell asleep at. But no, I thought the Toni Braxton movie was awesome.
Did she keep it real? Like, were her financial issues like, oh, wait, I don't have any money. I'm bankrupt. Ain't got no money for no new weave. Nothing like that.
Yeah. Did she
like cook it? Was it cookie cutter clean? I had a little bit of coins. Don't want to embarrass myself too much, but we know you ain't had no money. Still don't. It's okay.
See, that's why you need to watch the movie.
She making
because
money after this Lifetime.
In the movie, what she did was she talked about the lawsuit, very high level, though, that she had to place against LaFace Records.
Uh-huh.
And so she went into that. However, there was a gag order on her settlement. She actually won
$20
million.
Well, where did
but
it
they
go?
Told her not to talk about
but
it.
But where did it
the
go?
The second time that she had bankruptcy, mm-hmm. or filed for bankruptcy, was because when she was doing her showgirl debut in Viva Las Vegas, remember?
Yeah.
That's when she found out she had lupus.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had that little mini stroke or something like that.
Yeah.
And so then all of the sponsors and promoters were like, give me my coins back since you canceling your show, ma'am.
Honest, I would have did
and
the same
so
thing.
And so she was like, hold on. Chapter 7. And so that's what she did.
Well, maybe she needs to be get some money from being a guest on Cocktails with Khloé if that doesn't get canceled, which
girl.
I think that it may because executive producers are shaking in their boots.
Girl.
What kind of boots they got on?
I don't know. Did y'all did y'all watch it?
Or they kitten heels? Or little kitten heels?
They're flat booties. Just shaking them producers.
Are they pirate booties? I guess. I didn't watch it. Because I wasn't compelled. Mm. I really was not compelled.
You know, I was over
compelled.
At our sister site, AfterBuzz TV.
I watched it. I was not entertained. And then, like, you got somebody like Snoop on, and then you're doing a parody with, like, him and someone else about Nicki Minaj versus Farrah. I'm just like, what is this? Like... And I'm surprised that Snoop would do something like that, but he probably would.
I'm not surprised. Look at this picture right up here. That's what I wish it actually was.
Exactly. That's what I mean by that. I don't mean like I'm surprised Snoop
would. I felt like I was watching Big Brother. Hello? And like Chloe was like the bossy celebrity of Big Brother.
But I think
like,
that's what she was trying to.
But nobody want to see that. That's their show. Okay.
Yeah, but I want it to be real. Like if you're going to get your celebrity friends drunk, let it be Malika and damn Black China come over, get drunk, and be like, yeah, fuck
Well, she's
Tiger.
Hollywood. That's not going to sell.
And what's not
that's gonna sell, honey? That's Earl Grey tea. That's freaking cherry blossom tea.
First of all, she would have to be friends with Black China. And Black China is not mixing her tea with any
of
the Kardashians.
But she needs the coins too, so she would have been
that's
on there.
That's number one. Number two, I just kind of felt like everyone should have just taken a turn at the round table. It should not have been necessarily Chloe.
She's now sitting up on the countertop.
Big personality. Snoop Dogg, who has his own show, amazing. Yeah. Then you have Kim Whitley there. Yep. Like, come on, she really could have done something. She should have like played games.
But think about that. Listen to all of these amazing people that we are naming, and the show was still a flop.
No, but the thing is, because
something is wrong. Something is not connecting.
Are people? Was it bad marketing?
I mean, hello. Look at Kris Jenner's show. She had like really big names on there. Where is that? Catch it on YouTube.
I actually preferred the Kris Jenner show to this, to be quite honest.
Well, this is the thing.
To what, this? Reality check?
No. Oh. He's saying...
I thought you
catch
saying.
That shake.
I'm just
call that bang, honey. What about... Do we remember when she was the host of that one show with Mario Lopez and we see she only had
I'm
trying to forget it.
Everyone's not a host.
Yeah, That's what I said, but here's the other thing. Here you had four grown women sitting in a kitchen, and then Khloe's, the game was, who would you fuck? It's like, I don't want to hear Khloe Kardashian if you want to fuck Justin Bieber.
Like,
or
you
like,
probably did already.
I wish I had some tea.
So, what's up with Kim Zolciak?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out, is she the next Kris Jenner? Because it seems like she's really pushing an agenda. With her and Brielle, I really feel like she's trying to get her to be really, like, this huge star, but like a reality host star, kind of. Have you seen?
Maybe she could do cock with Brianna. I'm just kidding. She's only 16. That's so weird.
But that's the thing. Like, if you look at Brielle's Instagram, like, she doesn't look 16. And then one picture, she looked dang on near black because she tans that much. And I just feel like...
Well, we don't know who Big Papa is.
No, we do.
Oh, wait,
he's like Middle
Eastern.
She's not
Big Papa's kid anyways.
No, Big Papa was just like paying all of their bills at one point.
Brielle's father was... I don't know if they were legally married. Maybe they were.
Would this be a good move for her to be like a Kris Jenner?
Absolutely.
Like a momager and really push it? I'm not saying that Brielle doesn't have the potential to be a reality hoe. I really feel like she does, but...
A reality hoe.
I'm just saying, let's just keep it all the way real, because that's what it would be. Does she have any talent? No. Oh. So use your little Instagram.
Maybe she can yodel. That's a talent.
But like, she has like a waist trainer on. Like at that age, like, why do you need a waist trainer on?
Kylie
and then
did
like
it.
Her lips, like some of her pictures, her lips are just like overprocessed.
But that's the thing. When you're in this world, it's like, okay, how am I going to get famous? I have to be seen.
I think that's a conversation that her and her mother had. I think that Brielle wants to be on that level of like complete and total stardom where she's like at the level of their Kardashians. And I'm just interested to know what's the agenda? Like, because Kim always shouts her daughter out like, hey, Brielle, and like posts a picture of like her daughter and then like tags her on Insta. I mean, I just want to know, do you guys think this is a smart move? Like, is this something that Kim should do? I'm not judging. I'm just trying to...
Ashley Gray. Yes. I mean, honestly, where else would Kim take the trajectory, if you will, of her daughter's life.
Wow.
This is a woman, prior to her being married to Croy.
Hello.
She had a married man, a well-known married man, financing her entire life, who she was in love with and engaged to many times over.
Mm-hmm.
So really, what type of guidance, morals, values?
Right.
Would she be able to instill? I'm just saying.
Let us know. Hashtag BHL reality check. Is Kim Zolciak the next Kris Jenner? Is Brielle the next reality hoe?
Mm-hmm. We don't know. Speaking of reality hoes, Peter Thomas from Real Housewives, Husbands of Atlanta.
He a reality hoe. Y'all are so shady.
Well, the thing is he just feels like, look, if you want to be shady, he posted this on his Instagram the other day.
Give it to us.
This is for anyone on IG that's following me and don't like me. Please unfollow me right now. Don't waste your life fucking with me because I don't follow you, nor do I care about how you feel. I am on a TV show. If you don't like it, don't watch it. Claudia Jordan felt relevant to step into this conversation and agree with Peter Thomas to leave him alone.
Didn't she post something like that too?
Yeah.
I just feel like,
funny, people who don't have peaches are making the comments.
Exactly. I'm like, are you really that relevant?
I don't
relevant?
See Cynthia saying, don't watch us.
Oh, because
she's paying the bill. So she's looking at you, Peter, like,
you mean Bar One? Or is Charlotte, what is it? Sports One?
Where are they now?
New Zealand?
Is it even a bar at this point?
Yeah.
I thought he was making coffee.
Honey, it's
a
just
barista
wine.
One.
No, that guy
Biscotti Two.
Pita. I just think you need all the fans that you can get. Haters will be haters. You need to invite them into your house because, I mean, at this point, do you have one? Are they renting?
But not only that, but the thing is like, just because, here's what always irritates me when one person from the show, it's like, I don't tune into Real Housewives of Atlanta to watch Peter Thomas. I would tune in to watch all of the ladies.
Not even
combined.
Cynthia.
You know what I mean? Like, I get
no
angry with Kent.
To watch
she can be gone.
With the wind.
Bye.
Adios. I do. Sometimes I get excited for her outfits.
Yeah, she gives good face and good outfits. Like, she's beat. But, yeah, Peter, that definitely was a reach. Peter and whoever you're talking to, just why don't you just go ahead and call them up instead of bothering us on our Instagram timeline.
And right. Claudia, stop. Yeah. Like, seriously?
See you in 15 seconds.
She's on her new show. Just be over there.
What, 15 minutes?
Yeah, 15 the next seconds. 15. That's what it's called?
But
we don't know.
Speaking of next 15, I heard Nene reached out to Cynthia.
Yeah, actually, they are now friends all of a sudden. And Nene was like, you know what? It took a lot in me, a lot of prayer and a lot of talks with my loved ones to really get into a good place to forgive Cynthia because she felt that Cynthia betrayed her, ultimately. So she was like, ain't nobody got time for that. So she just moved on. How do you guys feel that Cynthia did betray Nene?
Yes.
Well, as Miss just saying.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
How so?
I just feel like last season on the show, I feel that, and I think that viewers can see this, maybe you guys can too, Cynthia definitely does play both sides. And I feel that she did not carry Nene the same way that Nene carried Cynthia. Please bear in mind that throughout the seasons that Cynthia has been on the show, Nene has kind of provided her a little bit of a storyline, has helped her on the back end, being relevant, building, connections with the other girls, really bringing her into the circle. And carrying her. And then when Cynthia got a little bit of, got that debt cleared up, then she didn't need Nene as much. And I think that really is what the major issue is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just have to.
So do you think that this is genuine? Like, do you think that Nene really, they're friends? Or do you think this is just for TV?
I think they're going to grow back into a friendship, not probably as strong as it used to be. Yeah.
Well, then
what's
the point?
You can still be friends and mend the brokenness. However,
it's like Nene and Kim, like that.
No, I want them to be best friends again. They were everything.
Her and Cynthia?
No,
Nene and Kim. I like Cynthia and Nene. Because I really, you could really see the true, the real
Nene
friendship
that
they have.
Nene and Kim can never be that again.
Never. Because they're too
so
big.
Yeah.
They're far too big.
No, their ego is too big.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I think that in this relationship with Nene, she was able to get something from Cynthia that she wasn't necessarily able to get from Kim. However, Kim did the same thing that she did for Cynthia Nene did the same thing that she did for Cynthia with Kim, too.
Yeah.
Nene's the reason why we know Kim Zolciak. Nene's the reason why Kim has had this career, because Nene brought her into the fold.
That's true. Well, Nene goes
Nene
goes on to say that right now she's in a happy space and she's really focused on her first love, which I thought was stripping, but it's actually acting. So, I mean, congratulations. And what? I thought so, but I was wrong.
She did that when she was a young mother.
Naive. Young.
Okay.
Okay. Hustle.
Getting out of a relationship
that, doesn't mean
that was
that you
abusive.
Can't love that. Look at freaking.
She did it for a hot second.
Okay.
And now she's a household name. Hello, Lanithia.
Well, do we want to see her on Broadway again, though?
I've never seen
actor?
Her on Broadway.
Is she a real actor? Exactly. Is she a real actor?
Uh-huh. Is she?
Is she good at that
craft? I think
that
she is very talented.
She used to go to school
and
for
she
it.
Can do what she needs to do. Now, her Broadway stint that she was in, she was singing.
You
and
know
we
what?
All know
Cinderella?
That.
Cinderella?
No.
That's, Cinderella? Yes. Cinderella? Cinderella?
You half us are acting like y'all actually went to Broadway, sat in
I
on
YouTubed
the floor,
it.
And saw the whole thing. This I can't. You know what?
But what I did see
I
the
think
whole
that
thing.
People need to stay in TV. Their lanes. Just like we were talking about mm-hmm. with Chloe. Everyone is not a host. Everyone is not an actress. She is good at being a reality star.
But you don't know until you try. If someone said, Corinne, do you want to go on Broadway? Hell yeah. Corinne, do you want
but
to be
I
a
think
scuba
that
diver?
Be really,
sure.
Because you have that persona
yeah.
to do all of
that.
Does Nene? No.
Yes. Go, Nene.
Well, speaking of crossing over, sometimes it may not be all that bad. Mm. Do you guys remember the reality show Honey Boo Boo?
Yeah, we remember that.
Well,
yeah.
girl, so Mama June Dunlop.
Ooh, I'm so sorry, y'all.
Hi, Sunday. I went to church. I
Mama
got delivered.
Mama June done lost some weight, and now she's going to go on Botched.
Clutches Pearl.
Because she's going to get some skin removed. Ooh. And
where are they going to put it?
Tightened up.
Can she sell it to put in people's butts?
If she's never had plastic surgery,
that is
I feel
gross.
Like you can.
Maybe Brielle wants
but
it.
But skin is not... Don't you normally take the fat out of your body to inject it in your butt?
They'll probably clean up a little pockets.
Oh, so we're not talking about fat? I thought we were going to take some...
She has, like, hanging skin because she has had
like
major weight loss.
Mm-hmm. So congratulations to you, girl.
When
and,
is it coming?
I'm not sure of that.
When is that? And then, you know, another thing about her is she's on this reality show train. Because now she's on Marriage Boot Camp. She and Sugar Bear.
You watch that?
I do.
How was it?
Because Benzino's on there. And Sunday Carter. And, you know, they used to date. Mm-hmm. So that comes out. Because Fifi didn't know. So, I mean, it's just a mess. So I just think that everyone's just riding their 15 to 20 seconds of fame on each reality show.
They just hopping around. It's kind of like churchgoers. Like, who just go from church to church to church. Like, just... Yeah.
I think I would feel like I liked when Tammy Roman was on there because she had definite like value add on the show, and I was like, "Oh, she's exciting, and she's getting into it with Kendra." And oh my God, what?
Okay, well, so then how do you feel
but
about Real Housewives
boring.
Of Potomac?
Love it.
I
yes.
think it's
it.
Everything.
I give Atlanta a run for their
and
money.
And listen, this is what I was going to say. I'm so
Evelyn
tired
Roman.
Of seeing like the same reality people on all of these different shows. Can we get some new folk? And then that brings us to Real Housewives of Potomac, and I love them.
I love it. I love, what's her name?
Giselle?
Who I call Miss Evelyn Roman, because she reminds me of Tammy and Evelyn mixed together. Think of it. When you watch her next time?
No.
Yep, watch. Mm-hmm. And then...
She's in a league of her own.
What?
Because she was born in... I'm not going to say that.
Say it. Mm-mm. What?
Anyways.
She was born
by the river.
She has a certain type of pedigree.
Yeah, she's from...
Potomac.
Mm-hmm.
So she. You
so
know.
These so people have
favorite.
Money?
But I love it. I love the show. Yeah. No, I love. Yeah. She's my favorite.
So, of all of the Real House franchises, do you think that this is going to be like the best?
No. Really? Atlanta will always be number one.
Mm, back Atlanta. In the day, Atlanta, like the first couple of seasons.
First of all, Nene's coming back next season. Really? We're going to get
for
rid of
good.
Yeah,
full time. Full time.
Nene's coming back. Carlos King, who was one of the executive producers, said that he just had this talk with Nene and that she is on board for next season.
Wow. Whoa.
That's what he said. So she will be holding her peach.
So Nene finally realizes that
needs
this
to
is
go
what,
away.
I love Kim
Fields. I love her, but this is not the right fit for her. I think that she should have her own reality show with her family.
No. Yeah. Ain't nobody watching that. That's going to be on Centric, and I'm not going to tune in.
I would watch it. Sheree needs her peach back because she reads. Yeah.
Cure a lie would know.
I love Portia.
Love Portia.
But.
But if you bring Nene back, then Kenya got to stay too because I need that drama.
I'm tired of Kenya. She needs to go somewhere.
I mean, I'm tired of her, but I enjoy her.
Tired of her and Patty Mayonnaise. And okay, do y'all watch? That's her auntie.
Are you gonna watch Stevie and Jocelyn?
Yes.
Yeah.
And K Michelle's show as well.
It premieres.
All
tonight,
premieres.
Right?
Tomorrow. K Michelle's tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And Stevie and Jocelyn, aren't they tomorrow, the 25th?
Yeah, wait. Yeah, what day is it?
How do you guys think that show's going to be, though? Stevie and Jocelyn.
Very
show.
Scripted.
Yeah, I
I've
can't.
Seen a
I'm
lot
not
of
even
cuts, and
myself.
I'm
just
oh,
like,
so
I just, it's like
not
me
investing.
Watching a TV series. It's not really a reality show. I don't know if I'm going to tune in.
Have y'all seen Born Hip Hop?
Yeah, Growing Up Hip Hop.
Whatever.
Oh, yes.
Scripted.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not as good as I thought it was going to be.
I hated it. Yeah. Just. Stop. Just, if you're going to give us reality TV, let us really see you, Angela.
Yep.
Look, Romeo. Speaking Romeo, of
since they're executive
Angela,
producers.
Rev Run and Tyrese have a new show.
Yes.
A new talk show. It's called It's Not You,
It's Men.
I have not been able to, I don't think it premiered yet, actually.
Last night.
Oh, last night, didn't see it, but it's, I do, I look forward to watching it because Tyrese always has very profound words to say.
Yeah.
I do. I really like when he
did
really
you see
talks.
It?
Did.
You did?
You didn't like it?
It gave me like a George Lopez. You know what I'm talking about when I say that?
I know what you're
George Lopez-esque, like, deaf poetry, like, I don't know.
He
don't
said deaf.
So it's kind
okay,
of
not
like
deaf poetry. What is it?
Poetry
bad
slam?
Bad boy comedy. I don't know. Look, there was just this essence.
Bad boy comedy. What?
It was just this essence about it that I'm just thinking of the stage. That's really where I'm coming at.
Okay.
But I don't know. I didn't. I thought that there were certain segments that were good about it, but I thought it was kind of like the Cocktails with Chloe. I don't see it going past one season or seven episodes.
I think it will surpass one season. Okay. I think the format of it might change a little bit.
I think it definitely will.
I love the dynamic of the two just because you have Rev Run who, you know, he used to be out here in the world and now he is good Christian and he has pearls of wisdom to give to a single turned up Tyrese.
I don't think Tyrese is too turned up.
He's annoying.
No, but that's what his...
No, that's...
He's trying to give that off.
That's
he's
what he gives.
The bad boy
and
he's,
oh, he is?
Yes. And he's really...
That's the whole point of this.
He's kind of annoying.
It's not believable,
in
though,
real
too,
life,
because... I know what you're saying.
He's kind of... This is just me, a viewer, watching the show because
course,
I have
yeah.
vested interest. I want to know, what are we talking about, man? You know, I want a black man. What's that? So, I just was like...
I want a black man. What's up?
I know, right? I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, Rev Run's talking. Then when Rev Run isn't, I'm like, oh, hey, Rev.
So are you going to reality check
it? So you just
wish
Run's house was back on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I loved Run's house. I loved watching.
So, no, I don't think it's going to last more than a season.
He got married. I mean, no,
he didn't get married.
He has a baby.
Yeah. Mm. Well, his girlfriend's with child.
He's actually pretty dope.
Really?
Like, lyricist.
JoJo?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Diggy?
No, Diggy too.
Hey, Diggy.
What's
Diggy,
up with the
Diggy
other
doper.
One?
Diggy
Rusty?
Doper.
Yeah.
He's like 16.
I know, but he's so freaking quiet. And I appreciate
that.
Why does he have to be something?
Himself.
Yeah, what if he don't want to be nothing?
All the like, rest of the siblings are out here in these streets and
well,
Instagram.
Well, that's the only reason why
he's
I'm
like, what if
well,
I
want to
be an electrician? Like,
yeah, electrician.
You know?
A biochemist.
Right.
Praise God.
Let him live.
Okay, so I...
So we're reality Xing or checking
I'm going to check. Check it because I want to view it again and see what I can gather from this.
Okay, love it. Jesse, what about you? X or check?
Their talk show?
Yeah.
Mm,
I'm gonna check it because it's two black men talking good stuff. Okay.
Come
and
on
hopefully
now.
It's gonna be like, it's going to surpass one season. I'm interested in watching it, so we'll see. Hashtag Oscars are so white. Are you going to reality check or X? I know everybody been talking about it, but you ain't hear our opinion. Corinne, what's yours?
So wait, are we reality checking the Oscars?
No, the hashtag Oscars so white. Is it any black people nominated, Jesse?
No, there you go. Well,
are you going to check that? Or
well then, girl, I guess we checking it. Is this a question or not?
Like, I can...
You checking it?
Huh?
This isn't the first year, so why the uproar?
But every time that a black every time that a black woman was nominated or won, she was a slave, or she was a maid, or she was a ratchet baby mama.
Have that.
So, Corinne,
I just feel like this. I feel that it is in very poor taste to take away from Chris Rock's moment to host the Oscars.
You heard
again.
He's going to rewrite his whole.
He is the. This is the
That's
second
word
time.
On my mouth, though. We don't know
the second time that he has had this opportunity. So, I am reality nothing. I'm not acting. I'm not checking. I am going to watch the opening because I feel that Chris Rock is going to give me something very hilarious.
I'm going to watch
some
the
good
opening.
Material. But aside from his opening, I'm done.
Exactly.
I just hope he come up in between each nomination. He's like, look at that white man! Hey! Did you see the way that white woman
He's not
going
to do that because that's what they want us to do. Just be up there cooning.
Yes.
That's not cooning.
Yes. That's cooning.
Yes, okay. Jesse.
Coming from a white man. He's like, that's not cooning. Get on up there and do it. Get on up there and do that, Chris.
Get your love.
Are we going to... Are we going to check Stacey Dash? Can we trade her for Adele?
Can we trade...
Why, you do not get Adele.
Yes. Look at him. He's so mad. Yes, we want Adele. You can have Stacey. We don't want
her no more.
I never
asked for Stacey,
actually.
I'll take
Channing Tatum.
Yes.
We'll take Chris Rock, then.
No!
First of all,
since you over here not wanting to support him.
Chris Rock does not want to be on that side, okay?
You ain't seen that documentary, Black Hair Matters?
Hello? With his two black daughters?
Oh, well, he's going to be in that one auditorium.
I am reality Xing Stacey Dash and what she said. Take away Black History Month. Take away the BET Awards. And you know what? I truly do.
She took away
do.
Her melanin.
She bleaches her skin.
Yeah. Have you seen her kids? She wants to eliminate. I immediately took the Instagram. And
well,
went
she's
to her.
Only
she
married
white baby daddy?
Two white men. Oh. Yeah. And she has that one black
like
son that's older.
Name.
Bill Mitt.
That no one wants to talk about, Stacey. I bet he likes BET.
Bill O'Reilly, right?
And Stacey. Girl, I'm not even going to do this with Stacey today. Anyways, because I got saved today in church. So I'm going to just keep it
February 1st.
Again. So we're everyone is reality acting Stacey Dash. Jesse, do you have any stories?
Oh, God. I can't. It's my spirit.
No, but I did want to say, you were the one who told me about Little Women...
LA,
right?
I love them.
You heard they're coming out with the Little Women Atlanta.
Ratchetry at its finest hour.
Really?
I haven't seen anything.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Or seen any promos.
It's going to premiere this week, I do believe.
Yep. This,
and
so they all black little people?
Girl, there are two.
And probably like one
black. There's two. They look Hispanic.
I would say they
got to
throw in a mixed person.
Yeah, there's like two. And then there's a white woman, girl. But when I tell you it is... ratchetry at its
really?
Finest hour. They throwing drinks on each other, frying.
No.
They got like middies on, ripped jeans, walking up in the club.
Are they strippers?
They pop, pop, popping. I was like, wait.
All right.
Wait.
So you're here for this?
Wait.
You gonna watch it? Check it? No.
I'm going to watch it because I love Little Women LA. I'm not going to lie. So I want to check.
I'm over
to
them
see.
Too.
Really?
And one of the women, Little Women of LA, they actually have a small claims court. Christy, whatever her name was.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, so she actually hit a
car. Oh, yeah, we talked. Really?
Yeah, she hit a car. Y'all talked about this already?
No, we talked about something else.
So she hit a car. And so the woman who she hit this Mercedes Benz because she was turning right.
What kind
I guess
of car
the
was
woman
she driving?
Had I don't know, girl. The woman had the right of way, but Christy turned right anyway. So the lady is taking her to small claims court, and she's saying that it is not her fault. She's just trying to come up on her fame.
Well,
nobody knows you.
Well.
Unfortunately, it is true.
IJS.
Yeah, I watched Mob Wives. Be watching Mob Wives.
I couldn't get into it.
Are you serious?
I've never gotten into Mob Wives.
What's this?
No.
I don't know what this is.
That first I feel like I'm watching, like, it stresses me out and it raises my blood pressure. I don't think that I can commit my sanity to watching Fight Night every Sunday night.
Girl.
Fight Night. Like that's how
Drea,
I feel.
Drea, Drita is going to end up killing somebody.
It's not tasteful, I don't think.
Like, when she talks, her veins pop out of her neck. And she's angry.
It's not safe to watch. And the lips on that one. Scares me. I feel like it's little creatures that are just going to wiggle off. And then they go to sleep at night. They climb into their own beds.
She really looked like Ursula, though. Like,
no, I'm so... And it bothers me.
And it's just like...
But I love her, though, to death.
No, I love her, too. I just feel like they wake up in the morning and get on her face.
I feel like she's just going to suck your voice out, like, come here, doll.
Like Ursula?
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, guys.
She looked like a cartoon character of Rocko's Modern Life.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Rocko's Modern Life. Do y'all watch... From the Bottom Up?
I heard that I should check that out.
I kind of like it. Mm-hmm. Ratchetry at its finest hour. Okay. Sarah Stokes from Making the Band.
I like her.
She's in it. And we see her fresh out of the pen. She fighting with a husband again. That's the reason why you went to jail, Sarah, in the first place.
Her husband is Chris Stokes.
Yeah. Right? No, not the famous one.
Yeah, this is different.
Yeah, not that guy.
This is go get me an apple pie, Sarah.
Oh, that would have made her so much.
She's apple pie? Yeah. No, cheesecake.
Yeah, so I think it's interesting. There's a whole lot of women in there who have had controversial issues in the media. So we get to see them and their life stories just head on.
So you're here for it.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I'm going to go ahead and reality check it. I have seen the, two or three episodes that have aired thus far.
It's pretty good.
I'm a little intrigued. One of the women, she went to jail because she was, it's just this messy. You remember the mayor of Detroit, Kwame Kilpatrick or whatever?
Yep.
And then he just, racketeering and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, she was sleeping with him. Christy Beattie. She was sleeping with him. And then something else happened. So she had to go serve time in jail too. Ooh. So now she's out. She's reformed. She's really trying to, build herself back up.
Yeah.
She's the most level-headed out of all the women. So I'm here for the show.
I love it.
And then one of the ladies from Players Club, the one who played the bisexual, she's in there. Mm.
So that's really an
interesting
concept. She shot a man. It is good.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, let us know if you love the show From the Bottom Up, hashtag BHA Reality Check. Thank you all for joining us today. Do you have anything else, Jesse?
That's all I got.
Where can everyone find you?
Everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
And Korean, welcome back, BH. Where can everybody find you?
Hopefully she'll be back.
Hopefully she'll be here next week because you know how she'd just be disappearing. She'd be on a world tour.
And not so
they read me. Anyways, I just say no, wait, holla. Yeah. I got a life. Okay, I'm trying to be all about this life.
Bye.
Okay.
Y'all can find me at Ashley Gray TV on Instagram and on Twitter. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at King XO Bay.
Can you put that
Thanks for tuning
away?
In.
But you know how black girls...
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.